About a week ago, photos of Black people who were killed by police and private citizens were attached to nooses and hung from a tree in Riverside Park on Milwaukee's east side. Those pictured were Michael Brown, Trayvon Martin, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, Eric Garner, and Botham Jean. People who saw the photos and nooses were angry and shocked, and the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office opened an investigation. On Friday, the department said a Black man admitted to creating the display in hopes of invoking, quote, a dialogue on how Black and brown men and women are dying in our country, and to, quote, teach his son a lesson about the history of lynchings. Yet the image of the noose is abhorrent, especially for Black people. WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell talked about this symbol with David Pate, an associate professor in the Department of Social Work at UW-Milwaukee.
The symbol of the noose is purely and simply a symbol of hate. It's a symbol for fear. It's a symbol for you should know your place. It's been that symbol since the Reconstruction era, when people were very much feeling somewhat uncomfortable with the fact that Blacks were now free and able to make their own decisions. And as some would view as being uppity, you know, trying to show that they are equal to the person who has in previous times treated them as slaves. So with this particular incident, I do not view it as any form other than hate and a way to let you know that there are still those of us who are in power, that being those who are white.
I'm glad you initially got to the history of what a noose stands for, because believe it or not, like, there are people asking, what is the big deal, right? Debating the size of a noose, as if the bigger or smaller it is, that determines the threat level.
Yes. Yeah, you know, that's unfortunate, because the noose has always been a symbol for those who are Black. And you just have to, a Black person knows, this is, I'm telling you, you should know your place. If there was a noose anywhere within your vicinity of your eyesight, unfortunately, a lot of this is, many people thought that lynchings were primarily in the South, but lynchings occurred in a variety of ways all over this country. And our most recent lynching was witnessing George Floyd being purposely killed by someone with their knee on their neck. That's a form of lynching. When you show I have power over you and I will apply pressure and I will decide whether you are my equal or not, and therefore I can kill you and get away with it. And that's what lynchings allowed. There was many an event. There were picnics and big gatherings to view a lynching of a Black man or a Black woman. We generally don't talk about the gendered part of this subject, but Black women were lynched as well for speaking out or showing their independence or doing something they weren't supposed to do, however that was. But again, this has been historically a symbol of hate and a symbol of fear and retaliation in a way to show that we're going to do something if you don't do what we tell you, they being those in the majority.
I get where, you know, your position is this incident, the noose itself, it's nothing other than based in hate, telling Black people they need to know their place. Yeah. But with that being said, though, are you aware of like any other times in history, like up until this point, where symbols that were erected in hate and based in hate, have they been changed over time to have a different kind of message?
No, when you direct any type of message towards a certain marginalized group, it's to minimize their citizenship, it's to minimize their humanity. I mean, there's been salt and pepper shakers of Black people. There's been jockeys on lawns to symbolize a Black person's servitude. There's been a variety of symbols that have always been developed with the purpose of marginalizing that person's humanity and their personage. There is no symbols I'm aware of that have been used in a way that you can now say this is a symbol we've embraced.
Support for race and ethnicity reporting is provided by the Doman Company Foundation.